Imagine that you are the Apostle John, and it is the first Good Friday, 2,000 some years ago. All of the other apostles have taken flight. You aren't sure where they went, even your own blood brother, James. But now it is 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Good Friday. You are the only apostle left, and there you are on Mount Calvary. You have stayed with Jesus, and you are standing at the foot of the cross where Jesus was crucified, and it is dark and dreary. The Blessed Mother is right there next to you. You aren't sure what to say, and so you don't say anything at all. As you look up at Jesus, who is quite elevated in front of you, you see him suffering, in agony, bleeding, struggling to breathe. He is exhausted, and his body is bleeding from the scourging. And this is Jesus, the man who had called you away from the dirty fish eating business to the life of an apostle. He had worked miracles for you and your friends. He had preached to you. He had taught you so many things that changed your life and even saved it. Last night, he had given you, John, his body and his blood for the very first time. He had washed your feet. Now the blood that he gave you last night is sprinkling from his body upon you as you gaze up at Jesus on the cross, upon his body that is falling apart. Out of love and compassion for Jesus, after all, you are John, his beloved disciple. You look at Jesus in love, and he is your teacher, your friend, your brother, your Lord. He is everything for you. And you only want to wrap your arms around him and embrace him. You have never loved anybody like him. You might climb a ladder to reach him. But the body of Jesus, which you want to hug and wrap your arms around, is nailed to the cross. It is impossible to embrace Jesus without embracing his cross. Friends, this is how it is today in our lives, down through the years here in 2022. Sometimes many Christians today chase after a relationship with Jesus which excludes the cross. We only want to be comforted by Jesus. We want to be blessed by Jesus. We want to share in the joy of Jesus. We want the good stuff. But Good Friday teaches us that this is only one side of the Christian coin. After all, Jesus says, quote, "Whoever wishes to be my disciple must take up his cross daily and follow me." Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. We cannot embrace Jesus without embracing the cross, because he is nailed to it. When we embrace Jesus generously, then come the comforts and the blessings and the joys, but only after we embrace Jesus and the cross that comes with him. Then come the blessings, the joys, the comforts. Generally, when we try to run away from the cross, we only invite into ourselves more pain and misery than was there before. We want to avoid sorrow, so we drown ourselves with nightly doses of alcohol. Then we end up being ruled by the bottle. We want to avoid work, so we sit on a couch all day at the expense of our employer, our family, our country, our church. And then we end up feeling lousy in body, mind, and soul. We want to feel less lonely, less afraid, so we turn to the internet, or drugs, or food, only to be drawn into empty rabbit holes, quagmires and ruts that leave us feeling dirty and ashamed. That's what happens when we try to evade the cross. It only gets worse. But when we embrace Jesus, and when we embrace the cross that he was nailed to, that's where our life is. My pastor at Our Lady of the Greenwood, my first 2 years of priesthood, he had a phrase that he loved to say. He says, Jesus never asks of us anything that he has not already done for us in a greater way. When Jesus tells us to embrace the cross, he has already done that in a greater way. When Jesus tells us to embrace God, he has already done that in a greater way. He has already embraced the cross, but Jesus embraced the cross in order to embrace us. You see, when we embrace the cross, we embrace Jesus. When he embraced the cross, he embraces us. The cross becomes the meeting place between God and man. Jesus is not ashamed to embrace us, and he does not turn away from us in disgust. By his love, he humbled himself to bear the cross for our salvation. He's not ashamed to embrace us, no matter how much we're dealing with. He does not turn away from us in our pain, but instead enters into it and makes it his own. He takes it into the cross. As Christians, it is impossible for us to suffer alone, because our suffering is the suffering of Jesus. It's the same cross that we bear, that he bore, that he bears with us. We carry a sliver of the true cross. He carried it all. He carries our sliver with us. Embracing the cross, Jesus embraces us and all our junk and all our stuff. To embrace us, it was necessary for Jesus to embrace the cross. For us, in order to embrace Jesus, it is necessary for us to embrace the cross in the same way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.